the priesthood, the election and elevation of the Aaronite family for service within the sacred is not, this commandment reminds us, an entitlement, but an obligation and a duty. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 134, Sacred Space and Holy Dust. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Let us study a poem which we mentioned much earlier in 10-Minute Mitzvah in a different context. It is a poem by Emma Lazarus, and it was written by her when she visited a synagogue that had been created by her family and by other Jews, a synagogue that when Lazarus as a teenager came there was locked because at the time there were no worshippers. She mused upon what she saw. Quote, "Here, where the noises of the busy town, the ocean's plunge and roar can enter not, we stand and gaze around with tearful awe and muse upon the consecrated spot." This is how the poem begins. It is a striking juxtaposition of scenes. The busy town outside the sanctuary and the silence within, and yet, she emphasizes, where she stands is still sacred. She muses, as she puts it, upon a consecrated spot. The poem was written as a response to one composed, as I've described in an article and commentary, by a man who was, in the mid-19th century, the most famous poet in America, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Longfellow, in a poem about Jews, written in that very same place, Newport, spoke of the Jewish people as a dead nation. Lazarus, in turn, emphasizes that the sign of life in Judaism can be found in the fact that where she stands is consecrated. And thus her poem concludes as well. "Nevertheless, the sacred shrine is holy yet, with its lone floors where reverent feet once trod. Take off your shoes as by the burning bush before the mystery of death and God. The sacred shrine is holy yet." So Emma Lazarus wrote. The poem strikingly illustrates the concept of sacred space in Judaism. It has been suggested in the past that Judaism is, first and foremost, a faith that focuses on the sanctity of time, not of space. But I have argued, actually in my opening to my book Sacred Time, that Judaism encompasses both sacred time and sacred space. And just as there are differences and gradations within time for Judaism, so the same can be said for space and its special sanctity. Shabbat, a moment in time that is profoundly holy, is suffused with a sanctity that is different from that of Yom Kippur or Pesach. Similarly, Judaism recognizes the sanctity of space and levels and differences amongst those spaces. Thus, a synagogue is holy. We have an obligation to treat it with respect. The Talmud tells us that one cannot utilize a sanctuary as a kapandria, which is Aramaic for a shortcut, because it is disrespectful of the holiness suffused within the synagogue. The land of Israel, of course, is itself holy. And then in Jerusalem, we have a hierarchy of holiness. The outer Temple Mount, or Har HaBayit, is holier than the rest of Jerusalem, which has a holiness all its own. The inner courtyard of the temple, where the altar is erected, is holier than the outer Temple Mount. And the Heichal, the holy, where the menorah stands, is holier still, though not as sacred as the Sanctum Sanctorum, the Holy of Holies. These gradations are listed in the Mishnah, and they lie at the very heart of the Jewish vision. Sacred time, yes, but also sacred space. Indeed, it is precisely as we have argued in episode after episode of 10-Minute Mitzvah, on sacred times that Jews reflected their love of and their longing for the sacred spaces that had been lost to them. It's with this in mind that we can ponder our mitzvah for the day, one which pertains first and foremost to the priesthood, but also to all of us. The Kohanim, the priests, we are informed, are prohibited from entering sacred spaces within the temple if they have no avodah, no rituals in the moment incumbent upon them to perform. This is deduced from a statement made about Aaron. Al yavo b'chol et el ha-kodesh. He shall not enter every time unto the holy. This means, as the rabbis tell us, that the high priest cannot enter the Holy of Holies whenever he wishes, but only on Yom Kippur, and only then to perform the most sacred of rites in order to achieve atonement. Similarly, a regular Kohen who might enter the area of the menorah in order to kindle the lamp, cannot enter it for no purpose. Thus, as the medieval codification of the commandment Sefer HaChinuch describes, every one of us is obligated to treat sacred space with reverence. And, as he notes, if this is true, for the Kohanim, this is all the more so for every one of us. The larger point is symbolically striking. The priesthood, the election and elevation of the Aaronite family for service within the sacred, is not, this commandment reminds us, an entitlement, but an obligation and a duty. Entering sacred space is a privilege, and it is an activity in which one can only be engaged for a proper purpose. Reverence for sacred space lies at the heart of Judaism, and this is true not only of the temple, but of the land of Israel as well. Judah Halevi ends his great theological work, The Kuzari, by describing how the king of the Khazars, who has converted to Judaism, is speaking with his friend, the rabbi, who has taught him so much. And the rabbi informs the king that he has decided to journey to the land of Israel. The Khazar king pushes back, presumably because he does not wish to lose his friend. You love the land of Israel, he essentially informs the rabbi. God knows it. Why must you illustrate it to the Almighty by undertaking an arduous journey? And the rabbi replies that the Jewish people must reveal to God the love one has for the land of Israel in a state of destruction, to reveal that the sanctity there can still be sensed. He cites the Psalms, Thou shalt rise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones and embrace the dust thereof. And then the rabbi adds, this means that Jerusalem can only be rebuilt when Israel yearns for it to such an extent that they embrace her stones and dust. End quote. The sacred shrine is holy yet, so Emma Lazarus correctly, poetically replied to Longfellow. The sacred sand is holy yet, so Halevi proclaims. In these statements and in their affirmation and vindication can be found an emblem of Jewish endurance. This is Meir Soloveitchik. Look forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.